Good morning to you all. This is Brother Wilmer here with the morning devotional. My phone number is 484-919-8850. This morning, I would like to look at in Mark chapter 7, verse 11. It's Mark chapter 7, verse 6. He answered and said unto them, Well hath Esaias prophesied to you, hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. I would just like to take a little look at this verse here. We all know or we understand that we are body, soul, and spirit. And what I'd like to point out here with this verse here, it talks about how the Pharisees, how their lips were, the people honored him with their lips, but their hearts were far away from Jesus. I find this interesting because both the lips and the heart, if we look at the body, soul, and spirit, we'll soon notice that both the lips and the heart are part of the body. So if our hearts can be that far away from our lips, my thoughts go to how far away sometimes can we be from our soul and then also from our spirit. Just to explain a little bit here what my thoughts are is if our hearts can be that far away from our lips, then how far away must our soul and spirit be at times? Jesus said to the woman at the well that God is a spirit, and for those that want to come to him must come to him in the spirit. And I guess what I'd like to point out here this morning is if the Pharisees were called hypocrites, and one of the biggest reasons that I see here that they were called hypocrites is because even in their body, they couldn't agree. Their hearts were saying one thing and their lips were saying another thing, and that was in their body. And for many people, they just kind of bury their soul and especially their spirit. The spirit of a man or the spirit of a human being is who that person really is. And the Pharisees, they had to be a certain way, act a certain way, and dress a certain way. In fact, they had to pretty well make up who they were. And for Jesus, this was very hypocritical. He was sad by this because, number one, they couldn't be who they were intended to be if they buried themselves to remake themselves. And what I mean by remaking themselves is they were not allowing themselves to be who God intended for them to be because they thought they had a better idea of who they should be. And because of that, their spirit was buried and they could not come to the Father. But what I'd like to point out here is, how often are we that way? The encouragement or the exhortation for this morning is to examine ourselves and how are we doing in this? Are we okay with who God made us to be? Or do we have a higher standard set for ourselves and we're kind of trying to come up to the standard that we have set ourselves, or the expectation that we have of ourselves? We're continually trying to come to the expectation of our own thinking, which many times if we go by what we think, we exalt ourselves over God, because what we're really saying is it's not okay the way God made us or what God expects of us, and we put extra expectations on top of ourselves. The other thing that happens many times is we continually strive to come up to what we think other people's expectations are of us. And that what that does, it continually drives us to be who we are not. And this is what Jesus saw in the Pharisees. When we, through our own thoughts or through thinking that we're not meeting the expectation of those around us, and we continually try to be someone that we are not, and we continually push back what God really intended for us to be, what happens is we bury who we really are. We bury our spirit. We bury our soul, because it's not okay to be that person. The sad thing in all of this is that we, for all those that come to God, must believe and see that God is spirit and must come through God, through our spirit. And if our spirit is buried, there's no way for us to come to God. My encouragement here this morning would be that we could just stop and get into the presence of our Almighty Father and open ourselves up to Him and let Him examine our hearts, examine our intentions, examine our expectations, and see if our expectations of ourselves are lining up with God and what He has for us in life. And to dwell in what He has planned for us, not what we are thinking or what we would like to be. And that our spirit could truly connect with God's spirit, and we could become one spirit, and we could worship Him through our spirit to His spirit. The Lord bless you all. I wish you a good day today, being one spirit with God's spirit.